Hello, hello everyone, and this is Kai. I'm going to be discussing a topic titled Body of Work. Now, what's in a body type? There are just as many body types as there are people out there. We are tall, average, short, obese, skinny, slim, and everything else in between. So I ask, what's in a body type? There are many variables to consider, some of which are the day and age, personal preference, and health dictates. By popular culture and societal standards, the typecast for body types goes in and out of fashion. For instance, 15 to 20 years ago, it was fashionable to be thin, boyish even, you know, the small breasts, flat tummy, a small bum, and narrow hips and thighs. Those were all the rage back then. However, right now in 2018, there's a completely different expected body image. Now, a moderate to full C breast at least. You know, the big butt and full thighs are in. So, a beautiful female body in this day and age is expected to come in voluptuous sizes. And, of course, there has to be the flat tummy, which comes either by way of exercise, surgery, or hidden contraptions, like those waist trainers, which are essentially a modern day corset designed to give the appearance of a narrow waist and a flat tummy. Now, with personal preference, it depends on the individual. Here, the question is, what do you want? We all have body types that have been foisted on us by way of genetics and lifestyle choices. Therefore, being a human being and, of course, insatiable in our vanity, we have a say as to what we'd love to change about ourselves and what body parts would want replaced. For instance, I've always been, you know, the one with small boobs and I honestly wished they would grow into a full C. Well, that never happened. There's also the matter of this tiny little patch I have for a tummy, and I wished I didn't, but of course I have. So, for everybody it's different. We all have body parts where we are completely insecure about. For some, it's their nose or their butts. Some people have crooked teeth they would love to fix. For some, it's even their feet. You know, the way the feet looks and shape of the feet, what the toes look like and all that. How the toes are positioned and stuff. So we all have things, body parts we're sensitive about. And some body parts can be corrected in air quotes with good old exercise, a little bit of makeup or a cosmetic procedure, and some other, well, crooked, not exactly the way we love them looking type body parts we learn to live with. Now, the health side of things. A person's health predisposition or condition might require certain adjustments in body structure, which may be done through diets and or through exercise. In this case, it becomes a change born of the necessity to manage a health condition. But in all this, one thing rings true. In all of this, we are different. We are different people with different body types. And that is not going away anytime soon. So, you have the body you have. What are you willing to do to change it? I would love to speak with you next time around. And we'll see what the next topic brings. Thanks for listening.